This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Siemens with us. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich, just a 1 minute short story. So yesterday I was at the island in the kitchen, and Mrs. Fennelli and I decided to take that 5 pound bag of shredded cheddar cheese and move it into smaller quart size freezer bags for a longer-term storage. So I cut the bag open and had a big dinner plate to catch anything that might have spilled in transferring from the large bag to the smaller bag. So I was using the spoon, and Mrs. Fennelli was right at my side, and we're down to, we had most of it done, and we had a little bit less than a full bag to go, a full freezer bag to go. So most of the bags were done, and I was trying to decide whether I wanted to move the remaining shredded cheddar cheese into the bags that I had already filled or start a new bag. And so Mrs. Fennelli said to me, well, we have a whole nother bag. And I stopped and I said, how do you spell that? How do you spell a whole nother bag? And she said, H-O-L-E-N-U-T-H-E-R-B-A-G. And isn't it interesting how our language has changed from we have another bag remaining to we have a whole nother bag? Rich, back to you.
Yeah. Well, speaking of language changing, this next article here is titled, this is citizenfreepress.com if you're interested in seeing it, Liz Cheney betrays again. And it says, this is her tweet, the House GOP leadership has enabled white nationalism, white supremacy, and anti-Semitism. History has taught us that what begins with words ends in far worse. GOP leaders must renounce and reject these views and those who hold them. My gosh. I want you to think about what I said earlier in this program when I went into my little tangent rant there. Eliminating our sovereignty, selling narratives, offering no proof, just emotions, portraying phony benevolence, fake left-right paradigm, predatory purposes for divide-and-conquer strategies to create more race wars, more chaos, more infighting, more anything to hide and cover up the crimes of the elite. Using language, changing definitions, you offering repetition over and over to get an emotional response from the people that's been manipulated, taking away facts to create mind control, violence, to perpetuate more false flags, and the purpose to eliminate our Second Amendment and free speech and call it hate speech. I just went into a broad category of what I discussed earlier. But that's exactly what Liz Cheney betrayed in that short tweet, betraying the American people, not having representation because she's so busy having one group, one hyphen, one pronoun to go against the other. And speaking of, this is on the Gateway Pundit, Karen Jean Pierre, who's the new White House speaker there. Basically, she was offered a question, and I'm gonna quote it. God forbid I take something out of context. How does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas and the cost of a used car and the cost of food for everyday Americans? she literally read a canned response on climate change. And some of the categories or some of the responses in this article regarding her video, on, and this was to be on inflation, it was, she's a complete idiot. Watch her try to explain Joe Biden's record inflation. Does she even know what inflation is? See, this is what happens, and there's another article out there about her.
Rich, she got that job. She got that job because the White House admits she was given that job because she's an immigrant, she's a homo, and she's black.
That's exactly what I was going to say, because I read the neighboring you took the words literally right out of my mouth. Look, when you use your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, and you don't use qualifications, hard work, proven results, standards, expectations, that's what puts us in the position we're on now as an American people. And speaking of, I'm going to go to general news here, folks, and then I'm going to do healthcare last, depending on how much time I have. So I'm going to speed it up a little bit, and I apologize ahead of time. The only thing that really makes sense that shows loyalty in someone doing their job in Congress is Rand Paul's quote, "My oath of office is to the U.S. Constitution and not to any foreign nation," while we're sending tens of billions of dollars to keep the war going in Ukraine. Okay, next article. 2000 Mules documentary by Dinesh D'Souza reveals proof that 2020 election was completely stolen from Trump. Look, I've said this before. I saw this. I paid for it. 2000 Mules, they secured 4 million minutes of security videos. And thanks to people like Kathy Engelbrecht from True the Vote. And they basically, these surveillance videos were cross-referenced with cell phone geo-tracking data. And in the videos, they even show people wearing surgical gloves, crossing state lines. I mean, it's unbelievable. This election should be decertified a long time ago. And there's more information that this is just the tip of the voter fraud iceberg. Michigan investigators reveal mountain of new evidence of the 2020 election fraud. And True the Vote has just announced that they have footage of the 2020 Green Bay drop boxes and are working with law enforcement in Wisconsin. But how many of these people in law enforcement, how many of these people at the state legislator level are going to be willing to be bribed or blackmailed and not even think about their country? And that's a sad truth. Okay, I'm gonna move a little faster here, folks. Same White House that now admits it lied about the vaccines is also running disinformation governance board with claimed monopoly governance. I want you to just think about that. Basically, anything that's true is going to be either hate speech or considered false. And God, I wish I had more time. Next, Senate advances bill to give Ukraine $40 billion in aid during 40-year high inflation while neglecting the southern border. We're caring about other people's borders, and we're going to tell you why real quick. Next, bill to add 4 justices to the Supreme Court. Next, Alec Baldwin calls Manchin a traitor. Now, Manchin, if America gets through this, Alec, you know, Alec, the Baldwin, the person who murdered somebody on his own set, Alec Manchin's going to be considered an American hero for standing up for truth and the rule of law. Next, now Biden wants to have a kill switch on every car. So if you, God forbid, have the wrong thought process, if you mention truth, if you mention facts, if you mention evidence, they can just shut you down in your car. Next, global reset fully underway as 90% of central banks push for digital currency that governments can control. I've given so many ideas and solutions on what we could do, but yet no one is doing their job. Judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, FDA, CDC, NIH, all they care about is their own paycheck, their own pension, and their own pocket. They don't even care about U.S. sovereignty. And that's a very, very sad thing. And that's why so many wealthy are getting all these extra passports, because they're getting ready to leave the country because they can see what's happening. Next, poll shows 80% of the people in Hong Kong want to leave, corresponding with China's takeover. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go, Hong Kong? Look, U.S. politicians, Gates, Fauci, even Trudeau is praising China's policies. I want you to think about that. Think about that. And here's a few more articles to listen to about China. China is harvesting as many as 150,000 organs from concentration camp victims annually. That's, can you imagine what they can't prove behind closed doors? Next, China claims widespread lockdowns will help global economy. That is the dumbest thing in the world to say. And speaking of what I was about to tell you regarding Russia, Russia now is coming out and accusing U.S., not the people, the corrupt so-called people who call themselves leaders, and Ukraine of conducting secret bioweapon experiment. This is scary, folks. This is very scary because you got to remember, if these people wake up to the fact that the American people in the world has woken up to their crimes regarding all these biolabs and money laundering outfits, are they going to release pathogens to really create an authentic pandemic and lockdown? And the code word there is murder. I want you to think about that, people. Okay, where was I? Head of Biden's Ministry of Truth previously compared free speech to fairy dust. So for all of you families out there who's listening to this, who had your combat soldiers, your friends, your family members die to protect our freedoms, liberty, rule of law, justice, due process, Bill of Rights, Constitution. Now, Biden administration is saying that they died not for those things, but for fairy dust. Let me decode that for you. That means all of you people, soldiers, fought, bled, and died for our country, you died and fought and bled in vain. That's what the Biden administration is saying. That's called treason and American sellouts. Next, Texas power grid operators urge customers to conserve electricity after 6 plants go offline. What do you think's happening here, folks? You think energy is going to get cheaper, more accessible? Next, gasoline prices are up under Biden 85% and mortgage rates are up 93% and change. This is all under Biden. Biden administration cancels gas lease opportunities despite soaring fuel prices. So it's not Russia, Russia, Russia. It's not Ukraine. It's not this. It's not that. This is what happens when you cancel gas lease opportunities. Prices are going to go up. That's inflation. American leaders more interested in protecting Ukraine than protecting you, says Tucker Carlson. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
On Thursday, I'm going to share with you how to fix your ceiling fan. There's a common problem, and it can cost you less than $10 to fix your ceiling fan. And you're going to find out that when you try to get parts for it, they're really hard to get. But there's a real common fix. I don't have time for it today, but I'm going to teach you on Thursday with Kathy. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Okay, folks, I'm going to speed up my shortcuts here. New York City robbery rate is up 41% from last year. We could do the whole broadcast on just crime, with murder, rape, and mayhem going up in every Democrat stronghold area in the country, not just New York City. Next, Disney to pay for employee abortions. Taco Bell hosts a drag brunch to celebrate LGBTQ culture. For those of you who think I make these articles up, I promise you I am not. Published articles in the public domain. Next, Biden's new disinformation chief claimed that criticizing women of color like Kamala Harris and Omar is a national security threat. See, this is what happens when they take the eye off the ball. They eliminate facts, truths, they lower the bars of standards and expectations because now it's all based on your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. Next, Democrats plan to strip conservative organizations and churches of tax-exempt status. Next, they fall silent. Media criticized for not caring about church mass shooting carried out by a Chinese gunman. Next, Joe Biden ignored mass killer and BLM activists who mowed down Christmas revelers at Wisconsin parade, but they traveled to Buffalo because the killer apparently targeted more blacks. See, this is what happens, folks. This is part of the PSYOP. Everything is fake. phony. Next, four-star general. Our four-star general deletes tweet passing off video games as Ukraine war. And maybe that wasn't ours. Boy, this is really bad. Literally passing off war, and it was a video game. You can't believe anything that comes out of any so-called authorized mainstream media or Washington. Everything is fixed. Everything is rigged. Everything is fake. Everything is phony. Next. Alex Jones did a really good job, folks. You need to tune into it. On why the feds didn't stop the Buffalo shooting. Apparently, the feds knew who he was. He was 18 years old. He made comments earlier, like a year ago, about shooting his high school kids up. They knew who he was, but they let it continue. And I think he was even, he had some psychiatric treatment. But you got to remember, a lot of these people are on these anti-psychotropic, antidepressive drugs. And these behaviors, even suicide, is in the package insert. And, you know, the Rolling Stone labeled this guy as a leftist, authoritarian, eco-fascist, and a mainstream Republican. It has nothing to do, first of all, he loathed President Trump and Republicans in his manifesto. You can't believe anything. You have to do your own reading and research. Okay, next. Transgender person's dream is to bewitch, I'm reading it, you know, word for word here, a Republican's baby into being trans and to give old ladies heart attacks. You can't make this stuff up, people. All right, I'm just going to switch around here because I'm looking at the time. I'm just going to pick important stuff that I need you guys to listen to. Next, Idaho CPS closes case on baby Cyrus and the family has moved to the free state of Florida. I want you to think about, this was on Red State Media, the whole case was on Stu Peters. It's really sad what CPS, Child Protective Services, is doing. Next, CPS weaponized to abduct and traffic your kids. I'm reading articles here. Child Protective Services promotes drag queen story time, drag show for Kitty Corner. Look, you got to really think about, is it worth to send your kids to school? Listen up to these. Well, I'm going to wait for after the break. But Disney and ABC is literally making movies and painting parents of trans.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is soaring, with AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumped again overnight to $4.52 a gallon. That's too much for this Michigan man.
And that's crazy that people can't even get to their jobs. People can't get to their jobs. How are they supposed to feed their family? Something needs to happen. Something's not right.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. California drivers are getting hit the hardest, with prices now topping $6 a gallon on average. The price of diesel also setting a record at $5.57 a gallon. President Biden is in Buffalo, New York, meeting with grieving family members of the 10 people killed in a mass shooting at a supermarket on Saturday. Police say the shooting was racially motivated. An 18-year-old suspect is in custody. He pleaded not guilty and is due back in court Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The suspect in California's mass shooting is due in court today. He's facing a slew of charges for allegedly opening fire inside an Orange County church on Sunday. The 68-year-old is accused of killing one person and wounding five others before parishioners jumped into action by tying him up with electrical cords. As for motive, investigators believe that the alleged murderer, a Chinese immigrant, held a grievance involving the Taiwanese community. As crime continues to rise in Democratic-led cities, one mayor is taking action.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moves the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children and young people to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says the new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And finally, Elon Musk says his $44 billion bid for Twitter can't move forward until the company is more clear about how many of its accounts are fake. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. For 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, your president is pro-homo, pro-abortion, which means pro-murder. If you are friends with anyone that supports this regime, you're defective. Rich?
Thank you, Vince. All right, folks. If speaking of regimes, if you want to continue to send your kids to the public government school system, then I feel sorry for you, because your kids are not going to stand a chance of having a happy life. Listen up to this. I've been reading these articles for a long time, but here we go. Just a few more articles, and I'm talking in code now because I have so little time left. Disney/ABC drama paints parents of trans teen as racist and the teacher as a hero who gets it. Not making this stuff up. We can talk about it for an hour. I don't have the time. Next, Wisconsin School District files Title IX complaint against three middle school boys for not using proper pronouns. You can't even make this stuff up. California, to start vaccinating 12-year-old children without parental consent. Next, elementary school staff allegedly sexually assaulted 4 8-year-old girls in Woodbridge, police say. Next, Colorado school board cuts off mom for reading out sex scene from book available to students. They literally cut her off, but the students get this crap. We're at the point now, folks, that adult mutual consensual sex is about as close off the table as you could possibly get. Next, elementary teachers discuss how to keep LGBT clubs in schools a secret from parents. Next, kindergartners sent home with a masturbation assignment. Kindergartners. I was going to read this on today's broadcast, but half of the words in there I don't think I can mention on AM and FM radio. I'm not kidding you. And this is going to kindergartners.
Don't do it. Rich, just as an exclamation point, you're talking about public school system class. The average expenditure per student in the public training camp in the United States this year is $15,900 if you round. The lowest expenditure state per student is Utah, $8,800 per student per year. I'm talking kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, all the way up to 12th grade, $8,800. New York is the highest at $38,000. The average is $15,900. And this is what you're getting. You should be outraged. You should be storming the parent-teacher association meetings, the school board meetings. I'm not saying violence, but you should be there and you should be speaking up. And if it's not your turn, so what? Are you outraged? Over almost $16,000 average per student for this, and your child is being dumbed down by the second. Just as I mentioned earlier today, the assistant manager of a store can't find more than 50% of the applicants who can do the job. That's, they need massive training to do the job. 50% can't even meet that requirement. Rich?
Thank you, Vance. Listen, folks, and I'm going to mention one last article here regarding schools. The FBI is using counter-terrorism resources on parents who oppose school mask mandates. Look, the reason, and I could, again, do the whole broadcast about the government public school training camp, the social and political indoctrination from kindergarten all the way through college. You have to ask yourself, has the teachers and unions been infiltrated? You know, we always hear, oh, there's good teachers, blah, blah. You know, do you really think that changing school boards, look, I'm a proponent of running and changing, but do you think it's going to make any difference at this point? You have to go homeschool, folks, because these good teachers that you hear about, and I know they're out there, but are they going public? No, we are going public. The independent media is going public. We're doing the job that they should be doing because they care more about their retirement, their pension, their paycheck, their summer vacation, and their benefit package. No one's caring about principle. No one's caring about rule of law. Look, I'm not trying to be a prude here. I'm all for adult mutual consensual sex. Most Americans are. But the terminology in that definition, adult mutual consensual sex, is to leave the freaking kids alone.
Rich, you know, I started the 5-minute university because the public school system is not teaching what people need to be taught. Neither are the colleges. No one's teaching the things that we need to teach. And therefore, the 5-minute university. It's not up yet, but it's getting really close. So I just wanted to tell you, and you'll see a snippet of it on Thursday with Kathy. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vance. All right, folks, I'm gonna pick and choose. I'm not even going to get close to what I'm prepared for, but I'm going to give as much information on healthcare as I possibly can. So it's going to be rapid fire here. Obviously, as I go into the program, I make less comments and details because I don't have the time. Triple vaccinated individuals account for a majority of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in Canada this year. I feel so sorry for my Canadian brothers and sisters. Next, undeniable spikes that correspond with the shots. All-cause mortality is one data point that cannot be manipulated. Next, and they're trying. Remember, motorcycle accident here, this, you know, suicide there, this, that. They are trying to hide the details of the jab, the clot shot. Next, Pfizer appears to have committed fraud, and it can be proven in court, and the company should be liable for all injuries. Look, Karen Kingston has given information to prove this, okay? Next, COVID-19 vaccine shedding can harm the unvaccinated and cause serious health problems like fist-sized blood clots. Next, Fauci says he'll resign if Donald Trump returns to power. This is the best endorsement for President Trump because it's the ilks of, like, Fauci who have literally eliminated early therapeutics that have been proven to make people healthy. Next, Dr. Malone basically says that the World Health Organization and these amendments and what Biden is doing this month to eliminate our sovereignty is literally an impeachable offense. Of course it is. It's treason. It's sedition. Look, folks, no law supersedes the Constitution. The Constitution is the law of the land. No treaty overrides the Constitution. All right? Next, U.S. surpasses 100,000 overdose deaths in 2021. Last year, over 100,000 overdose deaths. And do you think the people in charge, the leaders, the DNC, Biden cares about that? They don't even mention it. All they do is promote propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting, and goes to areas where they can promote divide and conquer strategies and call everybody a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hairy conspiracy theorist. That's what they do. It's all psyop. It's mind game. Next, Biden sent baby formula to Ukraine and to illegal aliens at the border after he learned about the U.S. shortage. Wake up, America. Next, former Pfizer executive calls forced COVID vaccines a crime against humanity. Yes, it is a crime against humanity because it's for the purpose of depopulation. Next, three doctors suppressed by the medical establishment for questioning COVID clot shots. I'm reading word for word here, folks, from these articles. I want you to think about how dangerous this is. I've given hundreds of these articles. Doctors are basically losing their livelihoods for standing for principle and the rule of law and true medicine. It's the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. HIPAA regulations is in the book for confidentiality. The Nuremberg Code trials. Nuremberg 2 should have started a year and a half ago. Is anybody doing their freaking job? until we get better vaccines. So he's already, this is already an admission to the vaccine is not working. We all know it's for depopulation, nanotechnology, death, losing your immune system. Well, look, we've given these articles by the probably thousands by now. But think about this. He's not even a doctor, Bill Gates. He's publicly called for depopulation. He's publicly been kicked out of dozens of countries. And he has the audacity to tell us that we need to take more of these clot death shots? How come this guy is not arrested? This is unbelievable. Next, Obama claims people are dying from disinformation. And you want to know the rest of this article title? Which is true for those who took the clot shots after believing Big Pharma. You can't even make this stuff up, folks. Next, CDC claims COVID vaccines do not cause variants, but provide zero evidence of support to their claims. Do you remember earlier in the program when I went on my little rant that, you know, Vince started, it's all Vince's fault, and basically talking about how these people use, you know, they sell narratives, but they never offer proof. They put all their time and effort into selling you emotions, into phony benevolence. And they're using language and the switching of definitions. Remember, the vaccine definition has been switched just for this purpose. It's all for the objective of the Green New Deal, for the Great Reset. It's all connected. Okay, next. After residents were forced to get vaccinated, New Zealand saw a massive surge in new positive cases of COVID, of course. Next. Smoking gun CDC data exposes excessive deaths following mass COVID injections. This is CDC data. Next, 600,000 die from corona under Biden, who had the vaccine. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, to recap, Circle Your Wagons, Homeschool Your Children. Buy hard copy books of practical living learning. Start your own garden and raise your own food. Get out of Dodge. Buy a farm and don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media, including here at USA Prepares. Rich?
Well, yeah, Vince. I mean, we're at the point where, you know, we are literally resembling the unelected and installed corrupt elections of the Soviet Union. Experts, official authorities have zero credibility. They, instead of offering transparency to the people, they just lie and gaslight to our face, offer zero proof while they're doing psyops, corruption, racketeering, and feathering their own nest and consolidating power, money, control. Literally dictator, totalitarian, authoritarian, Nazi type attacks against the people. They have literally betrayed the trust of the people at every level and corrupted their own profession. So, Vince, I know this, we only have a few seconds left. Again, I want to thank you for allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right. But we have so much evidence of election fraud, not just with Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 mules and all the dots being connected. It's unbelievable how all these people are getting a government paycheck by the taxpayers are not doing their job. And whether it be teachers or the FBI or all the institutions and organizations that we've mentioned today and over the years and the months, they just turn a blind eye to it so they can collect their paycheck, their benefits and pensions. That's it. And I don't understand. I don't get it. We've had over a million combat soldiers literally give their life for our freedoms and liberty, with wars that were often started by false flags, where America wasn't even supposed to win, for the benefit of, like, military-industrial complex and defense corporations and things like that. while they're making the people submissive, where they're literally making people feel entitled to play the victim group status card, to delegitimize work, to put you on MMT and UBI, eliminating your life. And these people are not only rewarding mediocrity to destroy America, in government, we have whistleblowers. There's some in the FBI, there's some here and there. But we need every person who's collecting a government paycheck to feel obligated and do their duty and be responsible to be whistleblowers, examine, re-verify, and go to the public with illegal information. And when I say illegal, if it's against the Bill of Rights and Constitution, it's illegal. Vince, I'm out of breath. I'm blue in the face. Been doing this for over 11 years now, and I don't see it getting better. I literally see the independent media doing the job of every government institution, organization, and big corporation.
And schools. You know, Rich, the culture of the United States of America is set by the CEO. It happens to be Joe right now. The corporate culture of corporate America is set by their CEOs. The culture of school systems is set by the superintendent and the principals. The culture of the family is set by the head of the households. So it starts at the top, whether it's a small organization, like a family, or a little larger, a school system, or a little larger, the state. And that culture, that corporate culture is set by the governor, and it trickles down. So we have a guy at the top who's saying, homos are good. Dumbing down the schools, that's good. Vaccine mandates, even though it's unconstitutional, that's what we're going to do. We're going to pack the Supreme Court with the least common denominators. Qualifications don't matter, as you've been saying for 11 years. That's where we are. Class, you are in charge of you and your family. It's up to you. There is nobody coming. There's nobody to call. We're surrounded by a bunch of stumble bumps, including the guy at the top. We're surrounded. We're outnumbered. We're outgunned. It's up to you to take care of you. Learn, research, and protect your family. Buy food. Grow your garden. Train your children. Get them out of the training camp. Educate them yourselves. You're not going to teach your children, hey, being a homo is good. But they are. Rich, thank you so much for being in class.
Thank you, Vince.
We'll see you tomorrow, class.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.